Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, you are going to hear session 6 of 6. We are wrapping up the 8 dimensions of wellness, and it is my intention that you get to hear how to wrap up a coaching container. I also wanted you to hear how I handle when the call drops at minute 24 so that you can have your own learnings about how to handle these very real situations where we have audio issues or a call actually drops and we have to reconvene the coaching. I hope this is useful for you. Many blessings. Thanks again for being here. All right, Trina, welcome back to our final session together. We're going to do a little wrap up today. Thank you so much for going on this journey with me.
Oh, Bev, thank you so much for inviting me. And it has been an awesome journey. I appreciate all of it. I'm still soaking it all in what we've been talking about. So thank you.
Yeah, it's a process, not an event. And so the journey continues even after today. So let's talk through partner up here on how we want to approach the wrap up today. So here's a couple options. I've got some questions I can ask you that are in support to learnings around the 4 dimensions that you had picked and some next steps. We could also go through the 4 dimensions and talk about progress or growth that you had around each one and what still needs to be had. We could go through the 4 dimensions and rate where you are right now and where you want to be and how to get there, or something else.
Okay. What do you think? Go back to that first one. Was it like a recap on all of the?
I have some questions that I can ask in terms of the dimensions to see what insights, discoveries come through for you there.
I think I like that one.
Great. Then we can do that one. What do you like about that one?
For me, I love to go back. I like reflection time. Mm-hmm. I like to look back and see what did I learn? What did I gain? Where can I improve? It just kind of, that's my, I guess, personality. It fits who I am, I think, in many ways. And I just enjoy that process. Yeah.
Wonderful. What does reflecting do for you?
I think it always feels good to be able to look back at a thing and see, like, what did I learn in that moment? What was I supposed to apply? What was I taking from it? Mm-hmm. Because those things, just me as a person and how I'm made up, how I function in life, it also like sets the tone. It's a good reminder for me, and I love reminders. So it's a good reminder. And then it's the thing that helps me as I'm moving forward. It's kind of like a light to my path on, okay, the path to finances, the path to the occupational piece, the path to the environmental space and this and that. So looking back, I'm in those moments and I'm kind of like, I get to just walk down memory lane, so to speak. Like, oh, what was that about when we were talking about it? Or what did I learn for that? What did I get? And then it serves as that great reminder. And I'm like, oh, okay, yes, I'm doing well with that. No, I'm not. And here's what I need to do still And then, you know, what things look like along the way. All in my head, as I'm talking it out to you, I just keep seeing paths, like all these paths are there. And then I'm on the path. And then going back is also the very thing that helps me to move forward, if that makes sense.
It does. And I love that paths came through for you here. Okay. All right. Well, let me ask you some questions. We'll see what insights come forward, all in service to the paths forward. So what are some learnings that you had around the idea of wellness? You know, and you had chosen environmental, emotional, occupational, and financial. So when I repeat those back to you, what comes forward for you there as significant learnings?
Well, wellness to me, when I think of that word, I automatically kind of just go, of course, my mind, mental health hits because that's the field that I work in and I'm passionate about that kind of work. And so wellness, it means, I mean, so many things. Like I think what COVID did, it helped us to see how it's so needed in our occupational world. I don't think we even focused on it as much as we try to do now. And I love how we're incorporating that because it's important. I think people are now realizing, and I have realized this throughout time and in a long life's journey, wellness, it covers every aspect of you and your being. And if you're not well, then how can all of the things that make you who you are as a person, how is that okay if you are not well? So you have to look and break it down by environment, by emotions, by, oh, my financial wellness, my occupational, and on and on and on, my physical body. So it's a big deal. And for me in my life, and even the season of my life, it's even more of a big deal for me to pay attention to, because I have to in a different way now for so many reasons. There's a lot of, there's a lot that is riding on this, and little people to be exact too. So it makes me look at life in a completely different way. I've always looked at life, I think, in the best of ways. I just so happen to lean more so on the positive side of life. That's just me as a person. But even when you go through things, which I'm learning that, the highs, the lows, and even this, it's kind of like my wellness, it's still key. And so how do I get to the places that I need to and stay healthy mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, all of those things? Yeah.
Beautiful share. Yeah, thank you for expressing all that. So when you think about those four levels that you had picked originally, which one feels the strongest for you right now?
Let's go with environment. That one popped up first. Okay, because ever since it's going on, almost 2 months, we're moving into almost the 2 month mark, this environment shift and change that happened, it's been huge. And I've seen, I'm not saying like, oh, we don't have days where we're, you know, a little more emotional than other, the emotions are going to be there, whether it's a high day, low day, I don't know kind of day. That's just a part of, as you're saying, the processes in life when you're going through stuff, right? But like overall, the big picture, this environment change has been huge, because it symbolizes even more moving forward. Mm-hmm. The doors closed, it's also helped me to be better about creating boundaries, sticking to them. And I'll be honest, I haven't been like the best at, you know, boundaries sometimes, because I'm that kind person. And I know, you know, it's good to know your weaknesses. That way you know how to do better when you need to, and protect, right? Because I have a tendency to, okay, the whole giving in or whatever it is. And that leads you nowhere good. Boundaries are there for a reason, even more so for yourself and even for others, you know, in some ways. But for me, I'm learning these boundaries I'm putting up. Here's why. Here's why they have to stay like they are. And it's okay. It doesn't make you a mean person or whatever names people want to call it. Who cares if they even understand it or not? These boundaries are there. Here are the reasons why, you know, stick with them. And so they've also added to like this environment, the space, the peace, the love, the joy, the, okay, how are we going to do this? You know, how do we want to do this? You know, even this morning, disruption comes, chaos comes, but I get to choose how I want this environment to be, mm-hmm. even with the change that happened. I get to choose to spread love, positivity about the change and whatever, and sprinkle it throughout this environment so that there's not a breakdown over a change. I mean, it's that simple. Yeah. We could sit up here, have a pity party and fight about it and fuss about it all day, or we can say, how do we get to solution? Here are all the solutions that are before us. We can be sad. We can have questions. We'll put those to the side. Maybe they'll get answered or not. But here's how we'll look at this. Here's all that we have to do in our day. We're going to be fine. This environment around here this morning, it was supposed to be a dark, rainy cloud. And girl, lightning and thunder. And when I tell you, it's not. The sun is out. We're well. We're going on with our day. We're making plans, all is well. I love that my space is no longer heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear you, empowered right now. And I just, yeah. I hear you just feeling really strong and confident within the environment that you are creating within yourself and outside of yourself. For you and your kids.
Yeah.
How do you feel when you hear yourself say all that?
I'm joyful, and I'm always full of hope about the future, because I'm one of those people. I'm like, we all can change if we want to, you know, but the choice is always ours too, right? I'm learning to practice what I preach better, basically, and teach what's in my control, what's not. And once you sort out those things, it feels good to sit up here and talk to you and tell you. I mean, when you ask that question, immediately my environment, I all the rest of the things we've talked about, yeah, they're there too. But the environment was the thing that was like, boop, that's what came forward. And I feel it in my everyday life and with what I'm, you know, spreading to the kids, teaching and showing them as well. And kids learn from you. They're like a sponge. It's true. They'll soak up whatever. And so if they can see me operate, even when disappointments happen, disappointments are going to happen. What do you do with that disappointment? Are we going to like go angry town and just throw the biggest fit and throw things around, and y'all get to hear me act crazy on the phone with somebody else or whatever? No, we're not going to do that. We're going to say, thank you very much. You know, thank you very much for letting me know that information. I appreciate it. And we're going to move on and figure out this day and go have fun. You have a party to go to, you know, celebrate your friend. And you little one over here, me and you, we know how to hang and Beyblade the day away and whatever else we do. We have stuff we need to do today. We're all going to get in line, do our stuff, make the best day, and keep moving in life and keep loving life, loving ourselves, loving people, that's what we're going to do.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So what do you think that you learned about yourself through the last 3 months that we spent together?
Oh, babe, I just got goosebumps. Hey, you're going to make me cry. I don't want to cry. I think I cried at the very beginning of these sessions, and I'm here I am crying still. Okay.
Do whatever you got to do. What is it that's coming up?
I think the strength part is coming up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think sometimes we realize our strength. Me in particular, I can make it personal. I don't think I sometimes realize my strength when I'm going through life. I think sometimes you're just in whatever mode and you're making it happen and you're going. And you don't recognize that power that is really within you. There's power within you to overcome. There's power within you to keep moving on. There's power within you to make it happen. Even when you're like, I don't even see the way. How is this going to happen? I need this. I need that. I'm handling that. I'm doing that. I think that whatever's ping-ponging, I think what I'm recognizing through it all, Bev, is you can make it happen. It's still going to happen. And you know what? You're pulling on all the things you know. Your faith, your friends, your family, yourself, right? Because there's a lot in you. There's a lot you've been through. There's a lot that you know that sometimes you don't even realize you know, but it's there. And so through this, I'm like, my faith, my family, my good, and these are good people, like in my life that love me, love my kids. They all somehow like are coming together. Those things are coming together right at the time when I need them to make me like, girl, keep going. You got this. Keep going. Don't stop. So I'm learning the strength, power within, just power within. And it's highly connected to, I think, what you expose yourself to, who you expose yourself to, like the company you keep, that kind of thing, the habits you take on, right? It's also connected to, hey, Trina, be honest, have a real honest moment with yourself about yourself. Mm-hmm. How did you know, all of it? How'd you even get here, girl? 15 years later. Okay. So having to have real talk with, okay. As I'm reading good books. Oh my gosh. There's one right now. Humble the Poet, that man, if I meet him one day, Humble the Poet, his book is How to Be Loved. And then in parentheses, the D, How to Be Loved, How to Be Loved. Like, you could go either way with it. Oh man, such a rich book, because it's talking about where I am, who I am, who I've always been, like, but these things, right? Where we come from, how we grew up, what happened to us, what didn't happen, all the stuff. And then some of the biggest learnings are about yourself. Once you come to understand self better, you can love yourself better. You think you love yourself. I think sometimes we're all walking around here like, yeah. And then like life hits and things happen and you're like, oh, maybe I haven't been. Let me pay attention to a little bit more about, like, I'm having so many self-discoveries. But I've always been one of those people, I'm picking up the latest self-help book, the this, the that, like, growing up, I was that, you could call it nerdy, whatever. I don't know. I call it, it's so fulfilling for my life. I love reading. I'm that person, I'll read an autobiography. I like history. I mean, so all of this is, it's been powerful learning about the strength you have. And you don't even know it's there. You have to tap into it though. You tap into it and then you're like, oh my gosh, I did that. How? Like I'm looking a whole year later, Beth, I've been single parenting it a whole, all of it. School, drop off, pick up, all the stuff. All of the stuff, money for this field trip, do the, and my life, right? My own life, whatever. And then you're like, you hear stories from people and you're like, I'm not even alone in this. So many people have this going on, been there, done that, they're in it, whatever. If people are doing this every day, get some strength about you, rise up and keep stepping, keep moving, don't stop. You know, all the stuff you've been helping people with for 2 decades, girl, walk through the fire and watch you come out golden, like not even burn. How about that? Be some, like, you know, maybe bang a bang here, scraps there, a little bit of skin came off there, but golden mostly. Yeah, so that's where I'm at. And always full of high hopes for others, like full of hope for people's lives, but realizing there's not a thing you can do for somebody else what they need to do for their life. They have to. And so it feels good, like that weight, all of what I've been carrying in hopes that oh my God, get the help. I get to be like, try my best. Good luck. Hope
where are you moving on to, out of curiosity?
Oh my gosh, moving on to finalizing what I need to finalize. That second book, it's right there. It's like right here. I'm like, I need to get back to that book. So I look forward to, the illustrator reached out a few weeks ago. She's been busy and wrapping up, you know, things in her life and all this stuff, but amazing illustrator, love her. I love meeting people, so I hope one day I can make a trip out to Cali and just kind of squeeze her, hug her, whatever we can do to get, I like that kind of stuff. So but yeah, she's amazing. Need to finish wrapping stuff up there, the publisher, awesome, you know, group. And so kind of needing to start having those conversations, because what has happened, the book, God bless it, how about it? Oh my gosh, it's had so many hold ups. I don't even know what you call it. Like, oh, we're gonna release this date. Never mind. Like, so that has happened like the entire process. I've had to like, never mind, for tons of reasons. The book was supposed to come out earlier this year. Okay, mid, okay, no, like we're with that book, I'm just like, so I believe it will happen when it's supposed to, you know? And so getting back, I'm looking forward to that, like stuff that I love. I love children. I love youth. I love, so getting back to, you know, all the stuff that I like to talk about. And sometimes I do that through a book. I also am getting on to this whole, the work part of, okay, I'm really looking to connect and have, put some feelers out there and the information I need to. And it's a matter of, will the people, I'm knocking on doors basically to help with that coaching side of where I want to go, where I kind of think I want to, how do I grow this? What do I do? I'm doing some of that. So that feels good to like get back into, okay. And then we'll see. So my focus is, you know, headed to those things, life, living, growing, you know, the kids, their lives, they have stuff going on, gifts and talents. So I'm juggling that really right now with both of them. They both are skilled. Landon's more, he's an athletic, he's showing theater, right? You know, and then here's, you know, Sweet Essence, and she's got her world of acting. They're both like, so trying to pour into that and take time for that. It's just the juggling act of all of it. That's where, talk about forward, us coming into, you know, where we want to be spiritually. I think you know, we're tapping back into that in some ways. And so, okay, what's the new place if we want to visit, you know, a fellowship with others in faith in that way? All these things, right? I think things are just kind of resetting, if that makes sense. That's what it feels like, a reset. Same with me, my name. I'm finally, I think, at peace about, okay, what am I doing with, you know, the
All right, we had just taken a quick pause because the call had dropped. And so the last thing that I heard, Trina, was you talking about your name change. So if you want to fill us in where you were going with that.
Yeah, just the little worries that you have and the meltdowns about, oh man, I've been building with this particular name, however many, and all these things, right? And finally, excuse me, coming to peace with like, and it's okay. Like it really is, because you're still you at the end of the day, no matter, you know, what's in a name, right? you're still you. Like that's the, like there, you're still who you are, right? And also you still, you get to, how about it's almost refreshing. I get to build, you know, some things up, with who I am, right? You know, and it's a simple switch. Like you also start to realize how simple things are. Like in your head, it can be overwhelming. Like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna have to change this on the website. I'm gonna have to change this logo. And then I'm like, oh, people change stuff all the time. Get over it. Get over it. It's girl, calm your nerves. It is not that serious. I think that's another thing, Bev. I'm learning through this to just be more lighthearted. Not that I've been a heavy person in life, but I think life makes you heavy. Like when you go through things, you become this heavy, like you're a heavyweight yourself sometimes, and you don't even realize it. You don't even realize you're not as happy-go-lucky who you've always been. And when I tell you I'm getting that back, girl, the way I'm laughing at a lot of things, just my laugh. It could be a show that I'm taking time to just like take my mind off of things for a minute. I'm catching 20 minutes and I'm just hee-hawing. Somebody probably think I'm like, what's wrong with that lady? It's just funny. Like, so getting that laughter and being, you know, who I am, like who I've been, who I've been. I won't forget what my dad said a few weeks ago to me at breakfast. Honey, you've always been who you are, this person you are. You're still that. He kept saying that, you're still that. And so I was like, absolutely I am. Yes. But you go through things and you do become somebody else. We all know sometimes you can become somebody else because you're trying all of the things you're trying, whether it's to hold it together, to be what somebody else is desiring and live up to their hopes and dreams. And then, I mean, you forget so much. And so, but when you're in partnership, one thing I am learning, when you're in true partnership in that way, all of that works together. There's no competition, and there's no, it's just my way or the highway. There's a sweet flow and a balance of you have to learn how to compromise and not to say you, it's just easy peasy, and they're never, we all know relationships, all it takes work, this takes work, that takes. But there's a way when you're both like, you have this, like, it's like a beautiful dance, and it unfolds in a beautiful way to allow you to reach those goals that you have individually and the ones that you're putting together for your future. That is a huge lesson. As I reflect back over 15 years, I'm like, yeah, heck yeah. Individual goals matter all day. I'm about that all day because I think that achiever side is of course part of just me and in my nature. But I'm like, nah, I know how the team thing goes. And you set up, here are the goals, here's what they're looking like. And you talk about them, and there's a way to get to them together. It's hard. You can't do it alone. You can't do looking back, that's truly like what I'm looking at. I'm like, I've been desiring and talking about this for all these years, and I'm making lists, right? We talk about them every blue moon, and we're looking at them. And I've always been like, and why aren't they coming to pass? What is this? What? Again, it takes two. It takes the dance, the sweet dance that you do on the same page. And also you can't force. So I do believe, you know, things when they're meant to happen, there's a beautiful way that they unfold and happen. And it does take, hard work and cooperation from, it takes all these things, but it shouldn't be like pulling teeth. You know, like there's just so many awakenings along this journey and through the process that I'm having. And it's a beautiful thing for me to walk away with. You had asked that long ago. I'm like, there's so many, or earlier in the conversation, my learnings, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so many learnings. I know it doesn't take like a toothache, backache, and whatever other kind of ache to get financial goals and plans in place. It does not. If they truly want to, because we all know that if we want whatever, we know how to go get that. If you truly want that, whatever it is, wow. We all. So it's like,
what is it you truly want, Trina?
What'd you say?
I asked you, what is it you truly want? And then let me add this too. If I circled back to you in 3 months, what would I be seeing?
Oh my gosh, Bev, you asked the best.
Yeah, what do you want me to see from you? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So if you circle back, what are we, kind of mid-June entering? What would that put us in? I'm bad right now with math. September-ish?
Mm-hmm.
Something. Oh my gosh, Bev, I would hope, oh my gosh, that we're on the brink of like the debut with the book.
Okay.
Okay, that book is bugging me. Oh my gosh. Because I wanted it to come out Valentine's Day because it's about love. And I was like, this is cute. Girl, I've had so many dates. Then Father's Day's coming up, right? Girl, it's not happening for Father's, because here it is this weekend. So I'm like, no. But there's a date. There's like a girl, these dates that we have in our world that I never knew about, or days we honor. There's a National Sons Day, something along those lines. National Sons, Fathers. It's like some special son father kind of day, or it's just for sons, you know, just to acknowledge something about sons. And so that, it's like, it's when I tell you I'm so close to that. And then the illustrator reached out a few weeks ago and it like got me all revved up, because my focus, honestly, Bev, has been where it's supposed to be right now. But I feel that coming to us, right? So that's the exciting part. I'm sorry, I'm getting a message on here on my computer. Okay, I think it's okay.
Yeah,
we're good. I just need, okay, all right. But so I'm excited. In 3 months, I hope that's what we're like. I have good news about that or something, right? I feel that. And then environment, the flow, I would hope we're getting to where we want to be, you know, space-wise, even decor-wise, like, you know, whatever we're adding to our space and how we want to do that. And even, you know, scents and smells and whatever, like I love all that kind of stuff. So making it the smell you want. I mean, we went to, it's like an earthbound store. We like going in there and it has all the, your incense, and it has, you know, all of your cleansers, right? I mean, one day I need to just, books, it has all these things. So I have the kids, they could pick out certain smells that they wanted, and certain scents. So recently we did that. They like doing that with me. Anyway, so environment, creating more, you'll see my environment has grown or something in a more positive way. Occupationally, hopefully I'll have news like, oh my gosh, here's what I'm doing. you know, coaching wise, I'm kind of doing this. It looks like this. I hope I have better news about that. And maybe, you know, several more, you know, client situations that are going on. And then, yeah, financially, just in a better space about the management, you know, with the monies, like just getting to a more calm space, because it's been rough with all of everything happening. And I feel like things have been flying financially. They just have, they're like ping ponging and looking all. So I hope to be a bit more sound and solid with where I'm headed in building with that. Yeah, in about 3 months, Bev, it's gonna feel even better.
Yeah, and what's something you might have to release or let go of, eliminate, so that you can let all this goodness get to you?
I think I am starting to do that already. Like, and I will continue to do that, right? Releasing a person to be themselves, right? Staying and remaining in my power of positivity, and my emotions in check. Like, keep them in check, girl. Don't lose it, girl. Just don't, because you've done that 15 years and it just hasn't been too great. So let it go. So remain in my power with the positivity for sure piece. Which means, yeah, letting them go. Like, hey, be you, keep doing you, whatever that looks like, right? I can't control it, man. So be you, and we'll do it like this over here. What else?
How do you remind yourself to stay in your power?
How? I think it pops up like a pause. Usually I take a pause. I'm learning to pause more. Sometimes I can be like a bullet. I'm out, like, yeah, it's coming for you, right? Yeah. So pausing, the pause. And I teach that even in breathing and all the stuff, you know, take a pause. And so it's like, okay, practice your own pause. Like, pause before you like shoot that back in text or say that on a call. Pause and just be, sit with it for a minute. Then respond. I mean, I promise you, I teach these to the kiddos all the time. And I'm like, grown-ups have to do this. And I tell them that when I'm teaching them skills, I'll say, and by the way, grown-ups still have to do this. I do this. I said, can you imagine if I'm in the workplace and somebody's made me mad and I just pop off and this, that, and I what would happen? They're like, oh, you'd be fired, or, you know, whatever they say. Like, absolutely. So it's the same with you all. You know, before you react, because somebody bumped you or they did this, whatever it is, pause, just pause in that moment, take a deep breath, hold it, you know, okay, look around and gather yourself, and then think, what reaction should you have, right? Then take whatever action step, right? If there's even one needed, make sure it's a good one, you know? So same for me. Pausing.
Thank you. For
continuing
that.
To pause.
Yeah. And lastly, like, what's been most enjoyable for you in this process that we went through?
Everything. It's helped me to go through what I'm going through, honestly. It's been timely. It's been so timely. Like, that's, I truly believe in divine connections, divine situations, divine appointments. And this was divine. It's been six sessions of divine appointments, because they speak to like my real life happening now. This isn't like, oh, this happened like 10 years ago. No, this is me right now. And it's helping guide me in some ways, helping me sort through what's happening in my brain, in my heart, and in looking forward to the future. It's, oh my gosh, it's so good. I found myself going back listening to one episode and I was like, oh, I needed to, you know, hear that again or whatever. So it's been enjoyable because I feel like it's been a support along the way that I didn't even know I needed. Like, you know, when you didn't even know you needed something, but like somebody gave it to you, like, here you go. And you're like, okay, thanks. I don't know. Like, okay, when you reached out, I was like, that sounds good. Oh yeah, that's my world. I'm thinking like, that's my world in the work that I do. Like, yeah, it's what I do every day. Like, of course, Bella, this topic, bring it on. Let's do it. It's great. But then it became like, no, this is like, look within. This is about you right now. And it's given me gifts I didn't know I needed about this phase and stage of my life. I'm so grateful. Yeah.
I really appreciate just how present you've been. And, you know, I mean, you quite literally went through being in a different environment to now being in a new environment. Like, you moved yes. while we were doing this.
Yes.
And you are recreating the life that you want to be experiencing for you and your kids. And I have so much respect for it and just how you've shown up here. And this is you. This is you. Yeah. And this is me. And this is us together. And it's just beautiful to see what's coming through for you. If there were going to be like a symbol or a sign or a visual that encompasses what we did here together, what might it be?
Oh my gosh, all that popped up is sunshine and a big sun. The sun shining is what I see as far as a symbol. Rays coming down. I feel like that's what each of the topics symbolize, like the rays. The ray with your finances, the ray with, you know, the environment space, on and on, right? And so, yeah, when we think of the sun and what it provides to our earth and for us, you know, for our goodness, we need all of that. What is the vitamin D soaking it in and all the stuff that we need? It's a powerful source on our planet. And that's what, to me, if I look at all of our time together, that's what it represents. Like I'm comparing it to the sun because that it's shining. It's helping me to now go forth and continue to shine, right? I say that all the time. I like that saying just for myself. And it's something I've taken on, keep shining. And we hear it when people say it. I really say it because it means a whole lot of other things for me. And so this moment, this time together, the sun symbolizes all of that. Like the rays are, here they are, all these things. And as you keep moving forward, these things just will continue to grow and get better. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you've always been a bright light to me, Trina.
Oh, so, thanks.
Yeah, I'm excited to see you shine. And when the book comes out, please share it so that we can all support you.
Thank you. Yeah. I will.
Anything else that you want to express or say as we come to a close here?
I am grateful for the moments we've shared, and I am grateful for the lessons that I've learned and I am still learning. I'm grateful for the growth that has happened even throughout the process with you in the sessions. And, you know, I'm grateful for my next, you know, my next, people call it a chapter, you know, whatever, but just my next, where I'm headed and what all, you know, I feel like whatever God has in store, for me to share, you know, through gifts and talents he's blessed me with. So it's like, whatever I'm supposed to share, whatever I'm supposed to give, whatever connections, all of that, you know. I'm looking forward to it and, you know, can't wait.
Yeah, the doors are opening.
Yeah.
Doors are opening to opportunities for you. The rays are shining light on you and your path is clear for you to walk.
I love it. Thanks, Bev. You're awesome. This has been great. Here.
Thank you so much for doing this with me. So many blessings to you. Is this a good place for us to stop today?
It is. Thank you.
Thank you. If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it's that you have to be flexible and adaptable as a coach. Sometimes the unexpected will happen. In this situation, the call dropping off, and you just have to keep on moving forward and staying present as much as possible. Thanks again for listening. Talk to you next time. And always remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy with the world. Many blessings to you.